Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, we're live at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar, guys. Dunwoody, Ashford Dunwoody Road, right here by Perimeter Mall. We're hanging out because we got our Father's Day dinner tonight, Mike. Excited to meet all of our wonderful listeners. And some of these folks have already made their way out here. It's going to start after we get done at 6, guys. But that is why we're broadcasting live from here. Been a great day. Great menu. Great food. Great right drinks. On. And a big shout out to the staff here as well.
Yeah, thanks to Toy and everybody. We have really been sampling the goods. Started with a bacon-infused old-fashioned. That was kind of a great way to start the day. Father's Day weekend, that's why we know the connection, guys. If not with your dad, maybe it was your mom or your grandfather, whoever that special mentor-type person was. So we have a contest we do every year. This year we expanded. We had 10 contest winners. So we'll have 20 folks enjoying the goods here at Lazy Dog and sharing the Father's Day weekend with the folks important to them.
Coming up, we'll get you caught up on the U.S. Open, the leaderboard. It's been a tough couple of days. Some guys that you think would make the cut are not.
Yes.
And also, we're going to talk with Grant McCauley here in about 10 minutes, guys, to talk about the Braves series.
This lineup has got me in a state.
Well, the series with the Rockies. It's funny because everybody's like, oh, it's the Rockies, Dukes. You're over concerned. No, I'm not. You're acting like we're like 18 games over 500. We're 14 games or 15 games out of this and 10 games under 500.
That's the reality check. Guys, you're 15 games behind a Mets team, which has really played clutch. Everything that you haven't done, and the Phillies to a lesser extent, they've had a bit of a swoon of late, but you're still looking up at Philadelphia. But that's the thing, guys. When we get to the trade deadline, it's like I think some Braves fans feel they're the only team that's going to be shopping. You need to thread the needle. You need to get four elements at the trade deadline. That's hard, unless you really do consider moving Sean Murphy.
Four?
I'm being conservative.
Four? Oh, you said yeah. Elements as like, in like
four players. Four players.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha.
Starting pitching, relief pitching, maybe gotcha. Two relief pitchers, a left fielder, a shortstop.
Wait, whoa. You're asking for all that?
Shoot. Well, I mean, we got Alex Verdugo in left tonight. As Mark Bowman pointed out, his numbers are just, you know, are not good. So, that's it. Nick Allen at shortstop. I mean, look, you got half of your lineups batting like .233. That's why you're 15 games out. But some Braves fans are like, the sun will come out tomorrow. I mean, yes, it's possible. Now you're getting into like New York Yankees 1978 territory,
yes.
Which is the gold standard for amazing comebacks. That was 14 and a half.
The reason why it's a big series, and Grant's on the way, guys, but after this, we've got a stretch of 13 straight division games. In about a three-week period, we can find out pretty quickly here whether we're going to be in the mix or out.
Right. You could make some hay there, or you could be dead in the water.
And
right.
We're not even to like mid-July. I mean, like, that's what we're talking about here. So, big series, handle your business at home. Rockies in town, more on that coming up. Let's talk about the Falcons here, Mike, because here's the thing. We think, I do, the defense is going to be better this year. But the crazy thing is our defense is going to be tested immediately out of the gate with the schedule. First game of the season, here come the Buccaneers. Division game, and you talk about the adjustments and certainly the personnel we've added to this defense. But, Mike, how do you slow down Mike Evans, a healthy Chris Godwin, and the wide receiver you were talking about earlier in the show, who was the 19th pick in the NFL draft and over 1,000-yard receiver at Ohio State?
Emeka Egbuka is a guy that, you know, Mike Evans is talking about. He's got the physicality and the ability, the skill set of a running back. Remember, this 100 yards and a touchdown against Georgia in that Chick-fil-A semifinal at Mercedes-Benz. He is a rock star in his own right. He's a different animal than Marvin Harrison. He's kind of a guy, we talk about how we use Drake. That's a guy you can use all over the field.
Yes.
Sweeps, reverses, and they will. So, I mean, that's why when guys, we don't want to short sell the Falcons, but the Bucs, you're looking up at them. And the Bucs have added some really interesting elements.
Yeah, look, and we always talk about playing the Saints the first game of the season and how big that is. This is a big one. Because you blew this division last year to these guys, and they still think they own you. And if you feel like the changes and the personnel are going to be better and the things that we've done put us over the top, you get a chance to show it week one. That's why that's going to be a big contest. Meanwhile, while we're talking about the aspirations of the Falcons, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You can always text us, hit us up on social media as well, 404-726-0929. He is Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up, see Dukes, and the radio show is Dukes and Bell 92.9. A.J. Terrell stopped by the show earlier this week when we were up at Flowery Branch, and we asked him about the urgency to get to the playoffs. Mike, you can't come out and lay an egg week one, and I'm not saying we are, but if we get humiliated by the Bucs, I'm just saying it's going to be like, okay, wait a minute, what's really changed? That's why this game, being a division game, getting a leg up, and being able to slow down these guys that we're talking about, Abuka, Mike Evans, Godwin, you got to figure
Bucky
it out.
Bucky Irving?
Absolutely. I don't forget about Bucky Irving. He had an amazing year last year. Here's what AJ said to us earlier this week.
Yeah, I'd be a fool not to say it's not on my mind. You know, going on year six, like you said, never you know, sniffed it almost, I want to say, but it's definitely on all of our minds, and I think that's what makes the team special this year, just knowing. And I feel like we've been special, you know, of course, all the years, but, like, going into year six and still haven't gotten there, now it's, like, you know, more of a priority. So, you know, everything that we do is leading up to the playoffs and not just being satisfied with the playoffs, but actually, like, trying to make a Super Bowl push because we got all the pieces to the puzzle. We just got to come in every day and just buy in and just have fun and play at a high level week in, week out.
Maybe you were 6-3. You're in the catbird seat, right, in the division.
Yes.
And we all – I'm not going to rehash it. We all know what happened with Cousins.
Yes, please don't.
I will not. But – and that was with a bad defense. That was with a Jimmy Lake that was weighing over his head. We believe in the pieces you've added. You know, again, I don't know what – who's the guy we added from the Chargers?
Who? Norman?
What's that dude's name?
Morgan Fox?
Megan Fox. I would actually prefer Megan Fox to Morgan Fox, but we don't even know what Morgan Fox is. But you got Leonard Floyd. You've got the guys in Jalen Walker. You got Ebba Cady, Pierce. As a guy said, it was last week, you guys keep short selling Pierce. And it was funny because Brian McFadden said, don't forget Pierce. Right now, Jalen Walker is more NFL ready. But in a year from now, or maybe even by the midway point of the season, James Pierce Jr. may be the guy that shuts up the critics and validates moving a first-round pick to get him.
Well, I hope he does. Like, look, we're not dogging him out if you feel that we are because we don't like the kid or we don't think he can play. Obviously, he can play.
It's just more, for me, it's more about Walker than Pierce.
Yes.
Nothing to do with Pierce. Just Walker's ready to go.
I hope he balls out. I hope he has an amazing start to his NFL career. But I also know that, as I said, there were reservations by other teams. And the Falcons are going to say, we don't care about that. We drafted him, and he's going to be our guy. Okay. But he's got to go out and perform at a high level, and I'm with you. I mean, like, I just feel like if you ask me right now, there's more pressure on Jalen Walker. If Jalen Walker comes out through 3 weeks of the season, and hypothetically, it's not going to happen, he doesn't do anything, you are going to be looking at that and saying, whoa, 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 you guys told us Jalen Walker was supposed to be that dude. On the opposite side of that, if Pierce comes out and has an amazing first 3 weeks of the season, a couple of sacks, Mike, strip sack!
Yeah.
And you are calling our show on Mondays and saying, man, Pierce, man, he looks like he's the real deal. You're going to feel differently about the pecking order. And that's what we're talking about. When you're picked higher, there's more expectation. That's all we're saying about Jalen Walker. It's not that I think he can be a better player. I hope they both are really good. But when you're picked higher, there's just a higher expectation. They're both first rounders. But Walker is supposed to be a guy to come in here, Mike, and immediately start
and immediately have impact.
And again, he's just a slightly smaller. And again, when you get compared to Micah Parsons, I know people get crazy with the comparisons, but that's a good comp when you think about his burst. You know, we talked about our buddy Jarvis, who covers, you know, he played defensive line, talked about the burst that he saw at practice. We saw it.
I saw it.
And you see the, you know, the interaction with the players. And look, Pierce, James is a big dude. James Pierce looks like a Leonard Floyd type guy, even maybe a little bit bigger. So you look at that size element and the speed and the commitment we made to the defense in the offseason, both in free agency. I know you mentioned yesterday you spent a lot of time on Divine Diablo.
Yeah.
You know, because we had a linebacker we drafted can't stay healthy. So we brought a guy who's a solid workmanlike effort from the Raiders. So you should be across the board, starting 11, better than you were last year. Now, how much better? That's going to be the rub. Do you think we're going to be like 16? Or see, the problem with 16 is we conked out. The rookies kind of hit a wall. We kind of hit our limitations in the second half, obviously, in the Super Bowl. Some of that was injuries like Trufant. Or do you have that right balance of guys like Jesse Bates and guys like Leonard Floyd where you can sustain and these rookies will be there all year long?
I think we have more depth than we've had in the last 5 or 6 years. And I think that's going to be a reason why I don't think these guys hit the wall. Again, you're not asking anybody to play 80 snaps.
Right.
Because
you got seven guys right now that can play tackle and edge.
Yeah, you're going to have more depth. It's Suits and Bell, guys. It's our Falcon Report. Coming up, Grant's going to join us. Mike, let me ask you one more thing. And I said this the other day as we went up to minicamp. I said, this is when the season starts for me. I think a lot of people look at minicamp and like, oh, guys, your team is set. You've gone through offseason. You've gone through free agency. You've gone through the draft. Whatever it is that you see when camp starts in July are the guys that are going to potentially take us where we need to go. You're not fundamentally changing six or seven pieces on your team once camp rolls around. And I say that to say, despite all of that, we have to get this Kirk Cousins thing out of our head, Mike. He's here.
No, it's over and done. Look, I talked about it. I heard Steak and Sandra today when I was heading to the gym. Steak, he's like, Mikey keeps ranting about he lied. They all lie. They want to keep playing.
Yeah, I'm good. That was a bit of a clerical error.
Yeah, I mean, but to me, I just think at some point, and again, and I do agree with Steak, and you and I said this last year, the coaching staff's got to say, all right, slow your roll, Jack. You can't do the job. But they were never going to do that. And because, you know, again, is Kurt going to be the first NFL player to actually go to his coach and say, Coach, I can't deliver the goods? I don't know. I think there's other players. If you consider him a leader, you're hurting the team, you know. But because we drafted a guy, and look, it is what it is. You know me. Just draft Penix and start him, and we're on our way. The management created this crap. The coaching staff didn't have the balls to cut bait on Cousins. Probably it was too late. And now, but again.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As you said, it's over and done. Kirk's being a good soldier right now.
He's being a good citizen. I'll say this in response to Stakey. I know you're heading here. When the quarterback tells you his body is an 8 out of 10, and then this week he admits that his body was really a 3. That's lying.
I didn't forget how to play quarterback.
We know. Right. Hey, man, we're coming back. Grant McCauley is going to join us. We'll talk Braves next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.